We're closing out a celebratory swimming week, particularly for South Africa, talking about swimmer caps. Are swimming caps that happen to be much larger for people with voluminous and textured hair, particularly people, black people, actually. It allows them to be able to actually engage in swimming without having to sacrifice their natural hair, the health of it, the exposure to obviously chemicals, particularly when you're talking about virgin hair that's in an afro, and is a much more inclusive way, I suppose, of approaching the sport. Nomvuyo Trefers is the founder of Swimmer Caps from right here in Cape Town, and that is SWIMMA. Nomvuyo, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you doing?
Thank you. Good morning, Refilwe and the listeners.
So, to be honest, it's always once somebody actually creates a product that one asks, why in the world wasn't this around in the very first place? What prompted you to actually get swimmer caps going?
First of all, I personally have very long dreadlocks, what you call it that. And so I obviously stayed out of the water, but then I had kids and two girls who, like a big afros. So, and then they wanted to swim with me, and obviously I found myself making an excuse because they love swimming, like my hair, because it takes long to dry if I swim and all of that. So that's why I started. They inspired me to push me because it didn't make sense to live in a country like South Africa and the continent of Africa with a cap that doesn't fit people, the majority of the people here. So that's the reason behind how swimmer cap came about.
And the range has now increased from just swimming caps, of course, also to goggles and the like, and
yes,
other swimming accessories.
Yes, definitely. Yes. So we actually launched 5 years ago. We launched with two sizes only, and we have increased to seven sizes because we know no one size fits all. So that's what we've been told all along. But the caps that were too small for us, they were like one size fits all. So it depends how long your hair is, your locks and everything. So we've also added like goggles and which also with longest strap, because that was another challenge that we had. Yes. And shower caps that also didn't fit. So it's everything that was lacking in the market for people with big hair.
This is a particularly important subject. I mean, Zimbabwe just sent their very first black swimmer to the Olympics.
Yes.
In the last Olympics in Rio, we saw a large contingent of gold medaling black swimmers for the United States team. And of course, you know, we had that furore at the beginning of the Olympics where this kind of an inclusive swimming cap was not allowed. Actually, yes, to be used in the official races. You know, what does this mean in terms of, you know, we're still having this conversation at schools in South Africa, especially in the Western Cape, talking about, you know, how girls are getting treated, about how their hair is, being told it's unkempt, situations in sports lessons at school. When do we get past this cusp, I suppose, of inclusivity and acceptance? And why does it feel as though we're, a great solution like yours is hitting up against a wall of non-acceptance?
Because I think people at the very top of these decisions, that obviously the schools that are causing these issues, because with young kids, having been like dealing with schools, I know and the pushbacks that we receive, because like, we've always had those other caps for 100 years plus. So it did, that's why I wasn't surprised with the FINA, because we deal with that at the schools and club levels, and it's not inclusive. And I know there are some schools which, like, it's great that they actually do see the point of having kids, those caps that fit kids. And we're seeing young kids, parents sending us positive messages that they are actually going out to swim their hearts out, they like in swimming competitions here in South Africa. So we hope that in future, the future Olympics will have these kids that started with these caps that feel comfortable for them to swim, that fit their hair comfortably. So that's our dream.
I certainly hope so. Record holders, gold medalists, Cullen Jones, first black male swimmer with a world record. Simone Manuel, world record breaking gold medalist. Britain sent their first black swimmer this particular Olympics, who was actually modeling the sole cap from FINA. It's an undeniable inclusion. And I really do hope that the likes of brands like Swimmer get accepted. It was such a shame. The Olympics literally said elite athletes. I just want to quote this correctly. They said elite athletes never used, neither required to use caps of such size and configuration, and it does not follow the natural form of the head.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. That's where the problem is. That natural
like
form.
1863.
Yes, exactly. So that is that natural form, because those caps were not designed with natural hair in mind, like with afro or any like type of big hair. So that's where the problem, because that hair takes the shape of of the cap needs to follow that hair.
Correct.
So not the head.
Well, thank you very much for getting more and more South Africans in the pool in comfort. Let's hope we get another Tatiana Schoenmaker who can comfortably swim in one of your swimmer caps.
We're hoping. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nomvuyo. Nomvuyo Trefa is founder of Swimmer Caps.